particularly the males, and perhaps as the way we perceive their mate location strategy. So you get territorial males, like the little Duke of Burgundy, which I still call Chatillery. I'm not allowed to, but I still do. So we've seen the male Duke of Burgundy's together, beating each other up, beating everything else up that enters its airspace, and behaving like a little Harrier jump jet. Fantastic little things. Large skippers are even more pugnacious, attack anything.
And checkered skippers too. Checkered skippers are incredibly feisty, and because they now only exist in this remnant population in Scotland, I sort of wondered whether it was the feistiness of the Scottish checkered skipper that ensured its survival, whereas in England the checkered skipper sort of rather gave up the ghost in the 70s and became extinct. But I thought that's another aggressive little butterfly, isn't it?
Well, what we're talking about here, folks, is vicious little thugs, but at the same time they are actually most endearing. But yeah, the actual character of butterflies has never really been properly described. There's fragments in the literature way, way, way back to the early Victorian time, and certainly some deeply perceptive observations in your book. But it'd be absolutely fantastic to actually do an entire book just anthropomorphizing and depicting the characters of butterflies. It would be a cracker of a read, folks. It really would be a good read, because they are so diverse and such strong characters, living in the moment of being and with this immense will to survive and to succeed. So yes, it's all there, vast breadth of experience for us.
Interesting that you should say about butterflies living in the moment, and that was something that I felt butterflies really taught me last summer, was when I saw them clinging on in pouring rain in middle of July, and just being there, and the sort of patience and acceptance that butterflies taught me that I felt I needed to learn. And they certainly helped me to live in the moment myself personally, and sort of I'm sure most wildlife has a lesson for us there in terms of giving up materialistic concerns and worries about the future or the past, and just being and living in the moment, and that of course is the sort of essence of being out butterflying.